Hang on, I'm gonna go yell at my kids. Fuck these motherfuckers. Oi! Shut up! Please.
Daddy's trying to work.
No. Daddy's trying to pay the rent.
That's right. Should probably start charging for this, don't you think?
Nah.
I mean, you have a whole 78 views. I mean, come on.
Should be, I mean, that's where the money. That is money.
It is, man. It's a lot of money.
Now shut the fuck up, baby Max G. Welcome back to the Brown Snake Interview Series, Episode 6. Today, we have plotting your demise, or is it demise? Who fucking knows these days? You lose your account every 2 minutes. Welcome, demise.
Thank you.
What do you want to be
known
as?
I'm very honored to be here. I mean, you know, I should have been number one, but hey, you know, sometimes you come in fifth place, right?
Yeah, but you got to build up. You got to build the season up.
That's true. That's true. I guess if Max was, wasn't he the last of the first episode season? So what are we now?
Season two.
One or two into the new season? I don't know.
This is two. You're after okay, Flat so. Cat.
I got it. Oh, all right. Yeah, so plotting your demise. Demise. I mean, plotting your demise was the original profile. And, you know, I've got anger issues. So I kept calling AOC a cunt, and I did the same to Sarah Silverman. And surprisingly, I got immediately permabanned. So that was
demise. Why does America hate the cunt word?
Because we're weak. We're when it comes to words, obviously we can't handle anything. We can't. We used to. I don't think we ever could, but we really can't now. And so yeah, I guess I learned that if you tag AOC, the sacred cow, or Sarah Silverman, another sacred cow, and you call them a cunt, then you're off. That's it. You know,
really,
don't pass go. Don't collect $200. You're gone.
It's any celebrity. I've been through many accounts, as you know, and early on when you're on Twitter, it's funny to shit on celebrities and just trash their stupid takes, and then you just get banned really quickly.
Well, that's why I got on Twitter. I mean, that was really my genesis onto Twitter, was to abuse celebrities.
And yeah, it's great
especially
fun.
Especially ones that I don't like.
Well, it's just funny to mock them because they're so stupid.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple maybe that actually have some good takes, but for the most part, yeah, that I think if you're a public figure like Sue Costello, right? That's what she says she is. And you go on yeah. And you go on Twitter, I mean, you're just, that's it. It's open season. And so I took my swing, and, you know, obviously didn't understand the Twitter Nazis and their rule.
Well, that's so like me. You know, I'm a celebrity podcaster now globally. And
I know.
And I'm taking a lot of heat. Like, sometimes the episode might be out later than what people like, or, you know, there's a bit of censorship. And, you know, people get right up in your face, but I don't give a shit about the public. Fuck them. They're scum.
Well, I mean, you know, they're paying so much money for a free episode. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, just
right.
The inflation. These guys, the inflation, they just can't handle it.
It's stagflation, a stagnant podcast with inflation.
I don't know about that. I think we're going to get you to 150 views. I think we're going to do it.
I can't dream that high, man.
Well, you know what? Stancil's your number one, so I think you're going to have to bring him back. Maybe the end of season two or first part of season three. And then, you know, that'll get you 200. I think you'll get 200.
Yeah, well.
Because I'll listen to it 10 times.
Max G has brought up the point that maybe Stancil's whole life is a lie, like the lacrosse career and all that. So I've got to investigate further at some point.
Well, he's it's not a lie. It's embellishment. I mean, it's like a resume, right? It's like, yeah, I sold $10 million in IT. It's like, no, you didn't. You had one good sale and you worked on a team with other people and whatever. Like, but you know, I mean, people don't really check. If you carry it off and you kind of sound like you know what you're doing, you're going to get by. And I think Stansel's like, you know, he could tell you, hey, you know, I played Division III lacrosse. You'd believe it.
I'd believe
it. You wouldn't believe Division I. You might not know what that means.
I'd believe anything. I don't know anything about lacrosse.
Yeah. No, it's a sport for rich white kids.
Well, that's Jim.
Well, his parents, maybe not him, but yeah. But he was in that whole Cos Cob area, whatever, and of Connecticut. And it's pretty wealthy, even though it don't look it. Like if you just drive by a normal house, you're like, that's nothing.
Is that far from you? Like you're a New Jersey guy, right?
I am. I'm now South Carolina guy, but I was a Jersey guy for 53 years. Yep.
You grew up in New Jersey, so is that far from Connecticut?
Well, you always have to factor in traffic. Like it's never just a straight shot.
Dude, about 2 hours. Just a ballpark, like an hour's drive.
Two hours.
Oh, fuck that. I wouldn't go that far.
No, we did in 2021. We did for the Meet Secret shows that Brennan showed up to.
Yeah.
That was really fun. That was a good time.
Oh, that was the Alex Engelbert appearance.
That was one of them, yes. I forgot, was that April or June? I can't remember which one. I think June. Yeah, I think because that was the one that Caucasian Hunger came out for. So I think that was the June one.
Yeah, right. And who got the most fucked up there?
Who's the, like, drinking or just who's the most fucked up? I guess everybody. I don't know.
Because you're a party guy, aren't you?
I've had a good run. I mean, for my age here, I've gone to like 5 comedians at a compound and 2 Mead shows. Yeah, I mean, COVID was actually really good for me. I traveled a lot. I went to a lot of places and did a lot of shit during COVID. I'm almost kind of miss it now, you know.
When you say your age, how old are you?
53.
Holy shit.
I told you I'm a boomer.
That's very close to death. You got your affairs in order?
I actually gave my wife a login and password to a bank account. So yeah, she can get into some money. So that's all she needs. She doesn't need a lot. She needs a little.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, if I'm dead, right? I'm dead. What do I care? I what do I know?
Well, you're supposed to care about your family and make sure they're all right.
I mean, she's got access to the account. She'll be fine. Wave a debt, get a death certificate, wave it around. You know, it'll take you far. Call people, send it in. They'll eventually open up to you.
Well, now that you're an elderly guy and you're known for having an anger issue, do you have high blood pressure?
No, I really don't. That's the crazy part about it. I give high blood pressure. I don't take it. I give it.
Is that right?
I'm a belligerent kind of, I'm just confrontational. Like I just, like if I have a problem, I'm just going to not get in your face in a bad way, but I'm going to directly talk to you about it. I'm not just going to pretend it doesn't exist. That's kind of who I am. And so I give high blood pressure. I don't take it.
I would call that an Australian personality.
You know what? Who knows? Maybe in another world, I'm an Australian bogan, huh?
Maybe. So with your anger management issues, have you ever tried to fix it or control it, or you just let yourself spaz?
No. See, it's all come together. Twitter was really the great outlet for me. Because I needed a place where I could emote my anger and find like-minded people. And I've found this great orbit of people that are angry like me. And it's been really fun because I take it the right way. Like I'm a cat, right? That's what I am on Twitter. I'm a cat.
Right.
Well, I'm not really a cat. So you know, you could be mean to me on Twitter, but if I haven't met you and I don't have your cell number, then go fuck yourself. I could care who, you know, what you say to me.
Yeah, exactly. I don't care about anyone shitting on me. It's just, I don't know why it would bother you.
Especially if you're anonymous, right? If you're not like your real self, then like, why would you care what someone says to you? And they don't even know if you're male, female, they don't know your name. They don't know anything about them, about you, but except for what you say, which could be
even, even when you've been on Twitter a while, people start to get to know you, where you're from, you know, whatever, your personality quirks, and they get better at shitting on you, which is cool. But then they'll shit on Australia or something, and I just don't care. Like, I don't care about someone's opinion of my country. They don't live here. They don't understand. It doesn't matter to me. I just don't understand why people get so butthurt over shit.
Well, we have a saying here. I don't know if you've heard it before, but it's called consider the source, right? So you're talking about, like, who says it to you? A nobody? Well, then why would you care?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Right. So on Twitter, who are your favorite accounts?
Well, obviously, I'm in a few fight clubs, let's call it that, with a few people. So I enjoy all their accounts.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, not that's all I can say. So so those people, they're good. I like them a lot. I think it's fun to follow some of the Twitter ladies, quote unquote ladies on Twitter.
Do you mean the whores?
They seem to attract. Well, okay, I was trying to be a little gentle with that term, but I think it's fun because it attracts a bunch of guys, right? I mean, they're the honey, we're the bees, and then you know a lot of hilarity comes from it.
It's just funny shit, you know, on women. Kind of,
well, you know, like for example, Blanche Devereaux. I mean, she's been fun.
Yeah.
I don't know what's her title now? Fat Dingbat, Dr. Christina. I mean, she's always been fun too.
Yeah,
she has a good sense of humor. She can take it.
She takes a beating.
She does too. And you know what? She actually does it the right way. She doesn't get all like emotionally woman about it. Not like, you know, she takes the punches, right?
Right.
And rolls. And gives it back, well, but she doesn't
ruin it for me. I like to imagine her crawling into bed crying at night.
Well, she crawls into bed with a bottle of vodka. We know that.
That's just below the Mother Mary standing over.
Yep. I mean, some of the comics, like, you know, obviously I like Kevin Brennan, Gino when he's allowed on Twitter.
What about crazy Evil Sam?
Yeah, Evil Sam's okay. I mean, sometimes it's a little old. It's like, all right, here we go. You're going to alter the face and the body and make it fat like a funhouse mirror. Okay. I mean, he's done it for like two straight years.
Yeah, the tagging gets old. I don't like getting tagged in those big.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
And the food looks shit. Swedish food looks probably the worst of anyone's food is Swedish food.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, they do a lot of like, I don't know, fish soup, and then they do all sorts of weird. Yeah, they do some things. I actually was there once in '94.
What?
No, 95. Can't wait. No, 94, and then Denmark 95. Yeah.
What'd you go there for?
Well, my father. Well, I'm trying to remember, where was he? He was living in Wayne, actually not far from where Aaron lives now. And he I don't know, he called me up one day, and because my parents, they were divorced by that time, and he was like, hey, let's go to Sweden. And I was like, you buying the tickets? He's like, sure. I'm like, all right. It went for like 4 days. It was all right. I mean, it was cold, you know, so that wasn't fun.
What are the people like? Are they weird?
Well, back then, it was like old Sweden. It was all white. You know, there was none of this, none of these migrants, none of the shit that started in 2015 was over there. So I liked it. I remember my dad and I had a conversation. He's like, I don't think the girls are that hot. I'm like, no, they are really hot. You're just looking for like Texas blonde girls with big hair. I'm like, that's not what you're going to find here. I actually thought they were pretty good looking. But then again, I was like 20.
Well, they probably look too similar.
Seven.
So you don't appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it was like looking into a bowl of vanilla ice cream. But I mean, if you like that, then there you go.
That's all I like. I hate all the flavors.
There you go.
I have ice cream once a year and it's vanilla. That's it.
Good for you. You know, I should be more like you in that, but my wife loves ice cream, so she's constantly trying to get it, and it's not good for you, you know.
Yeah, it's nothing noble. I mean, I just don't really like it that much. It's too cold, and it kind of puts a yucky taste in your mouth afterwards.
I know what your problem is. I'll tell you right now what your problem is. You have bad teeth. You have bad teeth.
I got great teeth.
No, you don't. You brush, and they're bleeding all over the sink.
That's bad gums, my friend.
All right, excuse me. You have bad gums. So you put like super cold on those bad gums and you're like, and your mouth just, you can't do it. My wife's the same way. That's how I know.
That's just that milky aftertaste, you know, you got to cleanse it. It doesn't feel good.
Milky aftertaste. What kind of ice cream are you eating? What do they do in Australia with ice cream?
What do you think ice cream's made out of? Your ball sack? It's made out of milk and shit.
Cream, milk, yeah. Well, you know, it's mostly cream, not milk. It shouldn't be like, I don't know, not an aftertaste. Not if it's good.
I don't know.
Well, you have you guys have ice cream parlors or whatever they call them, like stores, right? Like in the hot, in the heat, like they're open. You go and you get ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay. And you don't like any of it.
It's just overrated. What are you, a bunch of children?
Yeah. How about that? No. Oh, fuck you. I'm not growing up.
What an asshole. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Do you enjoy the crazy women on Twitter, such as like my dear friend Carly Kingsley? What's your vibe on that lawyer?
Well, first of all, I think we should be very careful when we talk about Carly Kingsley because
she's sustained.
And remember, she's gonna be a judge in like 2 years, so she's gonna lock us away, throw away the key.
Not me. I'm not an American citizen.
Don't matter. I mean, she's gonna be the judge of the world. I mean, because
I'm gonna be in Guantanamo Bay.
Probably.
Is that still open?
I mean, think about it. She's gonna go to school and get her JP degree, and then pass the bar first time, and go right to being a judge. I mean that's how good she is.
Yeah, she excels at everything.
Could you imagine, like, for 2 years, about every third week, all you do is make a massive missive about Pat Oates? Could you imagine that's your life?
And then deny ever referring to him and think that everyone else is obsessed.
Right. The internet's forever. We can all take a screenshot. But yet... like you said, like, no, I didn't do that. It's like, yes, you did.
Obviously, she convinces herself that that's what she is, but she doesn't convince anyone else. And then she gets frustrated that we don't fall along with the bullshit.
Well, you know what the problem is? I'll tell you what it is.
Go on.
We saw that picture, right?
Right.
She has that twin sister. The twin sister's hotter.
Not hotter.
Or hotter, like she's hotter.
She's like a Connecticut six.
All right, well, Connecticut, okay.
Go on.
And Carly is a what?
Well, a sub six. Let's just be kind.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. So you got a twin sister, right? Who clearly was probably the big. One of the three in the catering business, and you know, Carly got jealous. That's what happened.
Yeah.
So it didn't work out.
Well, how good must Pat Oates be in bed because he's a failure at life and financially, career-wise, you know, he's a mess as a comedian.
He's up for promotion at Big Lots. Come on, man. Come on. Give him a break.
You're right. I apologize. I was out of line.
Good. All right. You were.
You've listened to my last show with Flat Cat, right?
I did.
Do you want to address her theory that you're a male nurse?
I don't even know. All right. Well, I must be Filipino, because in the U.S., you may or may not know, a lot of male nurses in the U.S. are Filipino.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I don't know why. They're really good at it. They just do it. So maybe she thought I was. Like, maybe she thought I was Asian Pat Dixon demise. I think he's Filipino, actually.
And do you get insulted that she not into ball guys? Because you're a ball guy. I don't know if anyone knows, but you're a traditional ball guy.
A ball guy?
Ball. Or B-A-L-D. Ball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. You know what? Look, I don't really care if she only likes Will Noonan. I mean, he's got a gray head of hair.
He does have a great head of hair.
He has an awesome head of hair. Love it. Wish I had it. But you know what?
What?
If that's a problem for her, then her and I just, we can't date.
Yeah, I accept that. Why did you choose to go bald?
I figured, what the hell?
What an asshole.
I mean, you know, yeah, no. Well, I thought black guys were having all the fun, so I was like, let me try this.
Of course.
Turned out, it's not as fun as they just carry it off really well. They can just shave their head and look good. And well, most white guys can't. Like Jason's, what's his name?
Jason Statham.
Yes, he can do it. He looks good bald. But me, no.
No, I've got an ugly head. My head shape's lumpy.
Yeah, me too. Well, when I was in third grade, I was running around the playground in recess, and a kid threw a rock from like an elevated position, and I ran under it and caught it with my head. So, you know, then you have the scars, right? And you got the little divot in your head from that. Don't look good.
That's pretty funny, getting knocked out by a kid.
That was actually, I mean, I was, I, from what I was told, like he, it was a big rock, and they don't really know how I didn't have permanent damage.
Were you in Jim Stossel's retard school?
Well, he actually got expelled and had to go to like a private Catholic school, like in the next town. It was like that bad. You know, he was just kind of a behavior problem, but, and I didn't even see it. Like I had my back turned, and all of a sudden it was like, boop, and I went straight down. And then I woke up like in the nurse's office in school, and I was like on their couch or something.
Were you popular at school? Were you a nerd? What was your vibe?
I wasn't a nerd. I was kind of quasi. Now, to be fair, I would say I was always kind of in the middle, like not the most popular, not unpopular, kind of on the edges of the popular crowd. So like I was always in with the popular crowd, but was I always in the inner circle? No, more on the outer edge. Okay. And I actually hung out with two crowds in high school. So there was like kind of like the most popular kids in high school, and I hung out with them. But then there was like kind of a secondary ring of high school kids, and I hung out with them too. So I straddled two worlds.
Yeah, well, just letting you know, I've always been very kind to nerds, so I'm nerd tolerant. I just want you to feel safe.
Yeah, I feel.
I know
safe
you Americans
anywhere.
Are all about the safe spaces, you know.
No, listen, I'm not one of those kind of Americans, and you know that. Okay, so I don't, I'm safe almost anywhere. I'll feel safe. I'm not worried.
All right, so Flat Cat said you're a nurse, and I said you're a real estate guy. Is that accurate? Did I get that right?
You did get that right.
So what
I actually can't talk about it, but I actually had a quasi-famous client recently. It's about all I can really say on it.
Is Somebody that difficult you may dealing, know, actually. Is that difficult dealing with famous people?
In this particular matter, it actually worked out way better than I expected. I thought it was going to be really rough, and I thought that I was going to just constantly be walking on eggshells, but no, it really, really turned out much better than I expected. And he really was kind of just like, you got to be decisive. I think it's one of those things where don't, like, whatever you're going to say, just believe in it and mean it and give good advice. And don't, you know, if you're the expert, be the expert. Like, you know, if you're the man, right, you lead when you dance. That's it.
Not I thought real estate dance, guys, but just had to be good liars.
No, you're thinking car dealers.
You're thinking car dealers. Paul Fenn's.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, like Paul Fenn's.
So your job is to hold their hand and sort of get them over the line where they're nervous? Is that more?
Yeah, your job is to help them get a deal, to hold their hand, to kind of head off problems before they happen. You help them with scheduling, home inspection, and just dealing with.
I'm your ideal client. If I buy a house, it's within 10 minutes. I make a call. I go, yep, I'll buy it. Make an offer. Done. I don't fuck around.
That would be great. That was not my experience with the semi-famous client, but it wasn't because he was not decisive. He really got outbid a couple times, and then there was kind of a difference. Like, well, should I go big or go small? So his thought process was okay. I had to kind of help him a little with kind of rounding it into like, all right, like, here's really how you need to think of it. And you do the thinking, you talk to your family when you're ready, you let me know which way you want to go, and I'll help you, which we did. So that was interesting. It really was.
Now that you've moved to South Carolina, do you have to build up a whole new client base, or how does that work?
Yeah. Kind of starting over. I mean, I do mortgage as well.
What'd you move for then?
Why did I move?
Yeah. Do you just want to be close to Mule?
Yeah, that you got it. You got me. That was it. I said to my wife, we gotta be close to Mule. I mean, we can't live like this anymore. We gotta be close to Mule.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, now I lived in Jersey my whole life. In about, I don't know, 7 different places. Except for college, right? It's the only time I moved out. I went to Delaware. Do you know Gino Bisconti and I went to Delaware at the same time?
I don't know where Delaware
graduated
is.
Graduated half a year apart.
I've never heard of, like, what is Delaware?
It's a state in the United States.
It mustn't be a very good one.
Well, it's a very small one.
No one talks about it.
No. Although Joe Biden's from Delaware, believe it or not.
Joe Biden.
That's what they say.
Why is he still alive?
It's amazing what you can do with drugs.
He's so frail and confused.
Yeah. Well, he's not the president. You know, let me ask you this. You're an Australian. Who do you think is the president right now of the United States?
I've got no idea.
Oh, I don't know.
Who is? No, I don't. Who's in charge?
Barack Obama.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't think he'd be the front. He's just another puppet.
No. Remember, in the 8 years he was the president, he had a big recession that basically got handed to him. It did. So he never could really govern the way he wanted, which was extremely progressive and left, right?
Yeah,
very communistic. He couldn't go there because it was such a problem economically until he was almost done. Because look at all the people that he brought in, like that Susan Rice woman. I mean, she was a communist from Stanford. And yeah, there's a whole bunch of them.
Well,
they're still all in the government. Like,
I thought, like, Bill and Hillary were the big power figures in the Democratic Party.
Yeah, they were, I would say, until about 2008. And then when Obama beat her, that their influence really fell. I mean, it fell from a really high level to a low enough level that Trump could beat her. So there you go.
Do you think Trump would win again if he runs?
All right. Trump did. I mean, you know, Trump didn't lose, right? There's no way Joe Biden got 81 million votes. You never had.
But look at all the crowds election for him.
You never had a U.S. election where at 1:30 in the morning, they just stopped counting and said, well, we'll pick this up tomorrow, because it didn't happen in 2016, 2012, 2008, go all the way back to the 1980s. Like they never stopped counting ever. All of a sudden, everybody got sleepy at 1:30 and it was time to stop counting. And when they stopped counting, remember, Trump was winning every state that he eventually lost a day or two later. So that's all I'm going to say about it. I don't want to make this a political thing, but.
Well, I don't know anything about Euro politics because I know. I just don't follow it. I mean.
Well, you shouldn't. Why should you? You have your own country. You got your own people.
Well, it does affect the world, but I just don't really care, that in the sense that whoever you vote for, it's pretty similar. No one seems to address the important issues, which is, to me, economic and your spiraling debt. And you slide towards bankruptcy. Both parties spend and are corrupt. So what's the point?
Oh, I agree with you. I don't know. I don't know how things get better. I can't tell you how. I just know that I needed to move. I'm like, you know what? I need to find a house that has what I want in a place that's got cheaper taxes, cheaper way of living. And I need to do it before it's not available. So I went and did it. And we're really happy here.
That's good. Yeah. And Mike Deasy thinks that you're going to be going on these plantation tours with Kumia now.
Well, I would love to be invited to the Kumia plantation when it's open. I'm not in that part of the inner circle. He knows who I am. He's seen me a bunch of times, so he kind of knows me, but he don't know my name.
Do you think Compound Media will stay Compound Media once Anthony moves? Or do you think it'll split? What's your hot take?
My hot take is Anthony does Compound Media for a hobby. Like in other words, he always said, many times he goes, hey, I'm a behind the mic guy. I'm doing this so I have a platform for me. And people hear it and go, you want to make money. It's like, no, he had three contracts where the NEW contract, right? That was the last radio station before he went to satellite. And I think he had two big contracts with Opie that they had to be $1.5 million each. And that was like almost 10 years between his last radio contract and then the other two, because he got kicked out in 14.
If you just want a hobby, you could just do your podcast, just your podcast, not have the big team. Or do you feel he needs a group of guys around him? Is that how he likes it?
No, that's the whole thing. He doesn't need any money. So if he just has a mic and a studio, he'll go up there by himself. He'll go up there with a co-host, but obviously that hasn't worked out real well. He just wants a place for him to talk and bring Gavin on and bring other guests. And he doesn't care. I mean, he doesn't want to lose money, but if it breaks even.
But then you got the headache of the network and all the other shows and all the bullshit.
But that's why he hires people to handle it for him. Now, the problem is they just don't do a great job. Like Keith the Cop was miscast in his role, right? He was a cop. He doesn't know how to operate a media company.
Not know
how to do that. And that's why everyone has left him, because he's not there to help them make money. He's there to keep the place open so he has a mic to get behind.
Like, I think Dave Landau, he just left for money, right?
Yes.
What about Aaron? Did Aaron leave for money?
I don't think so, because he's not initially going to make more money wherever he is. He's going to make a lot less money, in my opinion. I think that he genuinely loves Gino and just can't handle Gino's lifestyle anymore. So, like, in other words, when they got together, he was younger, right? Didn't have a kid, I think barely married. So all of Gino's hijinks and getting drunk and shenanigans was fun and funny. But now he's an old dad and he just can't handle it anymore. Even though Gino never said, like, hey, don't, like, Gino doesn't walk around and go, hey, worry about me.
No, no.
But it doesn't matter. He's like, I care about you, but I can't watch you do what you do. And then.
So if I understand this, I think what you're saying is they were having an affair.
Homosexual affair, they were.
Right.
They were. You're right. Your powers of deduction are unparalleled.
Thank you. I'm very good at this.
You are very good at this. I mean, look, you don't even put this podcast. I don't even see you tweet like, hey, watch this. If you did, you'd be up to at least 130 people by now.
I don't care if two people listen. It's just funny to be so stupid. Now, your podcast, and I include Compound Media shows as podcasts, all right, just for the record. But what are your top three favorite podcasts?
I liked Anthony the most. In Hot Water was second. Let's go back. When Kevin was on, it would be Anthony, Kevin. In Hot Water. When Kevin left, it was Anthony in Hot Water. I actually don't have a third. I like Pat Dixon. I like his stand-up more than I like his podcast.
What about non-Compound podcasts? What do you like?
Outside of Compound, I don't listen to a lot of comedy. I'll listen to sports. Rugby league? A little bit. Huh?
Rugby league podcast?
No, rugby union. That's the only league that's real.
What a fuckwit. I haven't listened to John Rowe. I haven't even got Spotify yet. So that just ended that. I'm like, all right, fuck you.
Well, I tell you, you know, it's funny. Everyone's given him, Gilly Bats is giving Kevin crap, and other people are giving Kevin crap for like putting out half hour shows. But, and I admit, I'll raise my hand. I was one of those guys like 2-3 years ago. I was like, oh, Kevin, you're not prolific enough. Now I've totally changed my tune. After an hour, shut the fuck up. I don't have more than an hour.
Good. 30 minutes to 60 minutes.
Yeah. And Snake, what about the Red Bar guys? Like, they'll listen to him for 10 fucking. Who, first of all, I mean, are you like, is it a dance marathon? He's on for 10. I mean, he's not on anymore, but when he was.
They're long haul drivers. I don't know. That's a long
time. Yeah, I mean, unless you're just doing it for the truck drivers, like the Rickosaurus of the world, what were you like? Who cares? I'm not going to listen to you for 10 hours. I'll fucking drive off the road.
Yeah, I agree.
Can't do it. So, no, I don't know. I, Kevin, you know what? An hour tops. I'm good. I don't need any more.
Lot of comedy podcasts are very similar. You know, you've got the, as Kevin says, the good natured ribbing or the, you know, the drug stories, you know, I took whatever, you know, it gets old pretty quick. So it's hard to keep them fresh.
Well, yeah. I mean, you either do bits, right? You're either doing bits on a show type thing, or you're going to have a guest and tell stories, or you're going to do current events or quasi crowd work, right?
Yeah,
you know, it's not a crowd direct. Like, but what else could you do? Like, I don't know.
Well, Chrissy gets the whores. What about whores? Do you like whores as guests?
Well, if they're good looking, the good ones
they're pretty boring.
Most of them are. I mean, I like a few of them. You know,
I like none of them.
Well, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I like Chrissy. She protected my suitcase in Vegas, gave us a key to a room, and when we couldn't put our bags behind the concierge. So she protected my bag. And for that, she'll always be, I'll always think good things for her, about her and for her.
Fair enough.
So protect that, protect my suitcase, and you got my loyalty.
I forgot to ask you my real estate questions.
Well, go ahead.
What age should you have bought your first home by?
Well, definitely 30. I'd like to see it by 26.
All right. What age should you have paid it off?
My answer to that is going to be, it depends on your situation. You don't necessarily...
Don't you flat cap me. You'd make a call.
No. The call is going to be, I would say for most people, don't pay it off.
What? That's the worst advice I've ever heard.
Well, okay.
You're a debt pimp. You just want to pimp out debt, saddling people with bullshit, and you don't want them to be free. That's your whole industry.
Well,
you know okay. What? Fuck you, Demise. You're a fucking cancer on society.
Oh my god, that's
no disrespect.
No, it comes down to, I mean, if you're are you 26, you're gonna buy the house with the white picket fence and you're gonna live there for 30 straight years. If you're gonna do that, okay, but guess what? I don't know, maybe in Australia do that, but they don't do that here. Nobody does that here. The average mortgage rolls off in 4 years.
Bought and paid for at 29. Before I had my first kid, just before I had my first kid.
How long have you been in that house?
I got divorced. I had to sell it in the divorce, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing, too. There's half the more than half the marriages end in divorce. And nobody's keeping their house all the way through. You might as well just...
Yeah, but you still want to build equity and financial independence. You can flip houses here and there, but... You still need that strength behind you. What do you want to rent forever?
No, but if you, okay, I don't know what kind of mortgages you do over there, but I'll tell you here, if you're going to build equity, if you're trying to pay it off, you do a 15 year fixed. That's what you do. You don't do a 30. A 30 is a renter's mortgage. You do a 15 year.
It's better. It's not bad though. It does the job.
Well, in Australia, what's the highest term you can get?
I don't know. I haven't had a mortgage in at least a decade. I don't know how it works. All right. Last time I got a mortgage to buy this house, so I sold a house. This house was a lot dearer. And I don't know what sort of mortgage it was, but I paid it off in 18 months. Just the gap. I'm not a big debt guy. I'd rather save up and invest in the share market and make your money and then you buy it rather than pay off the debt. That's just me.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. But just to be honest, most Americans aren't like that.
What are you saying? They're lazy and weak.
Well, monetarily, they're not disciplined. No.
They're like children.
No.
With the gummies. They're always on the gummies.
Well, the gummies is the THC. Well, that's all about the THC, you know, the gummies.
Yeah, but it's like your ice cream and the gummies and the drinking. It's like, be an adult. You don't have to party all the time. Chill out.
Well, this is the worst generation ever. I mean, this millennial and Gen Z generation. I mean, you can't find a worse generation in this country. It's never happened.
You know, nah, they seem very weak.
Incredibly weak. Look, their parents took away all adversity. You got to have adversity in life, right?
Absolutely.
If you don't have adversity, you don't overcome anything.
Absolutely. I agree completely.
So that's why we're in the shit. That's why I left New Jersey. I'm like, I need to go to a place where they have good gun laws so I can have my guns and my concealed permit carry and all that.
How many guns do you own?
8.
Nice. You'll be fine.
I will be fine.
All right. Why? You told me once that most properties in America, suburban properties included, don't have fences around their yards. Is that true?
I think it definitely depends by the area, but there are certain areas where there are fences. Like I have one, because if you have an in-ground. But then there's a lot of areas. Like I think I showed you a picture once of the house that I'm selling now. I showed you a picture of both, like, to the east and to the west, and like there were 4 yards and 4 yards, and no one had a fence, and you just said chaos.
It is so chaos, because how do you keep your dogs in?
No, the dogs are on a leash, and you put a pole on the ground, right?
No, you gotta have your dog run around in its own yard. It's its territory. It's got to piss where it wants. It's got to chase a bird.
No, you
yeah, tie you put your a dog to a pole and just say, "Yes, you do." Man. That's weird.
You don't even have a pet. What do you know?
It died.
Well, get another one.
Yeah, I'm not ready.
Not ready. How long did it die? A decade ago.
8 months. No, I've got 8 months? 18 months, you know.
Oh, 18 months?
Yeah.
Wait, did I know? Yeah, okay. We've been talking for longer than that. Really? You must have not mentioned it. I don't know. Maybe you did and I forgot. Who knows?
What a prick. Fucking awesome. How come houses in America don't have crown molding?
Some do. It's a real price point thing. The higher the price point, generally you find it. Lower the price point, you won't find it.
Because you realize that in Australia, every single house, the poorest person's house in the shittiest area, has crown molding. I've never seen a house without it, ever.
Yeah, you know, I can take it or leave it. I mean, do you sit there and stare up at your crown molding and go,
yes, wow, I do.
This is incredible. I do.
All day. 90% of my days. 90% of my days crown molding related.
See, that's untrue because I know 90% of your day is lawn motivated.
Nah, it's becoming into winter now.
Oh,
so it's all slows down.
Yeah, I forgot you're on Mars. So it's different for you.
Yeah, you forgot it's superior. You know how Stansel did up his mum's garage to live in. Will that add
I remember value? How he did not tuck the wires behind.
Yeah, it's annoying.
You were very upset.
Does that add value to the property or to track value?
What, to take a garage and make like an apartment above it?
Yeah.
No, it adds. It adds value.
But it's got no toilet.
Because it's.
You got to go outside and piss on a tree.
He has no toilet up there?
No.
Are you kidding me? It's just a room?
Yeah.
Who the fuck would do that?
Stansel.
But that wasn't all him. Mead let him just put a room there and didn't put a bathroom in?
That's right.
Hmm. Notes for file.
Yeah.
Okay.
So not add value. Okay.
Well, I guess it's a bedroom, but it's really just storage.
You right? can say because it's an artist studio.
Yeah, well, it adds value, but it would be much more valuable if you had even just a half bathroom up there.
What the fuck's a half bathroom? Just a toilet?
A toilet and a vanity. That's what they call it here.
But if you're going to plumb something in, you might as well go full bathroom.
100%. I totally agree with you. Right. Might as well put a shower stall in. I mean, what do you need? 32 inches by 32 inches? I mean, you know, he won't fit in it, but that's all you need.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'll make some notes in my file. I'll talk to him about it later.
Mm-hmm.
Flat Cat has pink bedroom walls with glitter in it. Does that add or subtract value?
Subtract.
Makes it harder to sell.
Yeah, because who the fuck wants that? Think about this. You're walking in that house. You see that abomination. You first of all, you can't picture your own furniture in that bedroom because you can't get over the fact that she's got pink walls with glitter. She's got couches with drapes on them as coverings.
Well, you've got to replace it. You go, I've got to renovate. I can't leave here.
Snowblind. Yeah, you go snowblind. You can't even – so, yeah, no, she cuts her value down by like 5%. And just people then go – they just mentally go, no, I don't want it. So that's – but I guess she's not going to sell because didn't she buy that place in New Hampshire? Yeah, she just bought that place in New Hampshire, so she ain't going anywhere. But I mean, it's still an abomination. I hate the pink. I hate the glitter. I don't like her couch covers.
But everyone buys a house thinking they're going to live there for a long time, and you never do. Like, you might live somewhere 10, 15, 20 years tops, but most people move every, 5 to 10?
Yeah, I would say that. I think you're right.
So I don't think any house is your permanent house, really. It's just a fucking house. So you shouldn't be
too... Depends on when you buy it. Yeah, it depends on when you buy, your marriage situation and your kids, right? If you just have a bunch of youngins and boom, you have this house, and then you'll probably be there for 20 years and you'll raise them all.
Yeah,
they'll go to high school. When they get out of high school, then maybe you'll leave.
Yeah, it'll be too big.
Right.
I'm gonna find.
Now, is that your last house? Is that your last house? The one that you're in right now?
No, well, it's a 5-bedroom, 3-bathroom house, and when all the kids move out, it'd be too big.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, when I'm old, I'm
super young.
I like the lawn.
Yeah, you can't give that up.
Well, you know, other houses have lawns too, right?
Yeah, but you're going to have that so perfect by that time that, I don't know, you're going to have to start over.
Well, that's fun.
You have to start over. Okay.
I know how to party. Now, you were telling me once, you said your dad lived near Aaron, but doesn't he live in Europe now?
Yeah. He moved back to Europe in 1996. He's Hungarian. Okay. He was born there, came over here when they had their revolution in 1956, went back in 1996. So he's over there.
I didn't know they had a revolution.
Yeah, they did. Suppose. Yeah. It didn't work. They didn't win.
Classic Hungary. They fuck it up.
Yeah. And then so he went back and he's over there now. And I don't have much of a relationship with him. So,
Why? What happened with your dad? Is it fixable?
Well, everything's fixable. But how much do you want to, you know, what how do you want to lower yourself to do it, right? Like in other words, do you want to apologize for something that you should not do? And the answer is no.
Well, it depends what it is.
No,
lay it out.
Well, it's simply I'm an only child, and he's leaving his meager fortune, which is, again, not much at all, doesn't have much because he's a pensioner. But he's leaving whatever he has to his Romanian Hungarian house cleaners who've become his caretakers. So I found that out, and he basically told me that, well, I'm angry at you. It's like, okay, well, glad to know that you're angry at me. What are you angry about? Well, you never had kids. Okay, that was my choice. Yeah, and you never made peace between me and your wife. I'm like, well, you'll never apologize and she won't either. So how I could never make peace. So how about it? Like segregation's better than peace. So then he's like, yeah, well, I'm angry. And, you're not going to take care of me. And I was like, well, did you ask? Did you tell me what your needs are? No. He's like, well, I found these people and, you know, I'm going to give whatever I have to them. So I said, go ahead, knock yourself out.
And that's it. You're just like, fuck you, we're over.
The last time I talked to him was July 6th, 2019. And that's it. I just basically didn't like do anything.
You
Sophie, you can't get in through the window.
You think he's having sex with the housekeeper?
No, because he's 84 and there she's like 53, 54, whatever. No.
All right.
No, she's like 250. She's like 250 pounds. I met her and the husband when I went to Romania in 2018. When I went to visit him, we then drove to Romania because they actually live in a little village in Transylvania, where the entire village is Hungarian.
It's not. It's really called up. Transylvania.
Yes, for real. Not kidding.
I didn't think that was real.
No, 100%. I thought
it was just a joke.
No, no. And Hungary used to own it.
Dracula came from.
Yeah, but like about 6 hours from where they are. It's big. Right. It's actually really big. It's big. It's a big area. Mm-hmm. And I was there. And what I'll say about Romania is it's the Middle Ages with Wi-Fi.
That sounds good.
Well, kind of. I mean,
what are the women like? The women look good?
I didn't see that many. I swear to God, I didn't. So I don't know where they were being hidden. Maybe they're in Dracula's basement or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Dungeons.
But I didn't find that many. It's an odd place, man. I don't even know. It's just a very odd place. And I mean, this was cow country. I mean, the cows that are on the streets. They're still oxen born taxis. So that's like you crazy. Get on a cart with hay in the back and an oxen literally has like a yellow thing on its ass. And that's the, like the town taxi.
Did you take one of them?
No.
That sounds so
not a cart.
That's hilarious. I'd love to take an oxen taxi.
Well, I guess if you're not going to go very far, very fast. Yeah. Yeah. Although you think it does, you think it smells good though, right?
I didn't really think about that.
Well, think about it, buddy.
I don't mind a bit of fresh oxen shit. I grew up on a farm. It's fine. You Americans are too hygienic.
I will not disagree with you there.
That's why you all have allergies and can't handle life.
Again, I can't disagree with you there.
No, of course you can't. Well,
come on, one more, and you get one more, and you got the trifecta. Come on, you can do it.
Are your colorful plates annoying?
Well, only to people that have white plates.
I think the food should speak for itself, not the plate.
Well, it's just resting on. Who cares if it's blue, green, aqua, red, black, yellow? Who cares?
I care! Damn you. Fuck. Jesus.
That's the guy who, I swear to God, could write help SOS on the dust on his dashboard in his car.
That's a car. You don't eat off your car. Your car should
be. No, but you put your kids in there. They're probably just
not on the dash.
Talk about allergies. They're probably going to grow up with allergies.
No, the opposite, rookie. All right, we got to wrap it up because we don't want to go long. But I've got a couple of quick questions. What's your Rickosaurus theory? Like, where did he go? Is he dead?
Not dead. He is. No, I really believe what happened is he eventually got caught by the cousins or the wife. And I think he, you know that part of Goodfellas where Ray Liotta's in the bathroom and he's trying to flush all the coke down the toilet?
Yes.
I think it was like that. Like, I think he literally went everywhere, just tried to cover every track, deleted everything. Because I think he got caught or somebody was like, hey, did you see that, you know, someone got a screenshot in his family and it started there and he just went crazy to try to just pretend like that wasn't him or it wasn't his life. Cause that's why he won't respond to any texting or anything. It's like, no, I don't know who these people are. Like, you know, that's not me. That wasn't me.
Maybe. He could be a witness that's protection.
No, but why would they do that? Why would they put him? Why would they protect him from what?
I don't know. He
like,
witnessed,
that's an, like you, he do witnessed that,
cartel
you do
that. Murder. Don't he live in Texas?
Yeah, now, yeah.
Yeah, maybe he witnessed some cartel shit. I don't know.
I don't believe that. I'm not. I mean, I know some others want to promote that fantasy, but I know. I think it's much more simple than that. I think he got somewhat caught and now he just it's all gone. That part of that whole life of that he created is just gone.
He'll be back.
He might come back, but it might be years though.
Where would I fit in America if I moved to America? Where do you think I would fit in? What state?
Well, I think because of the weather that you have, I think you'd probably have to go to Florida.
Right,
you have to go Florida. South. Yeah, because I you
is that a
yeah you
Hogan
can't handle the
culture?
cold. It depends on the part of Florida you're in. It could be.
I want
It
it to
could
be.
be. Well, there are, you know, there are areas of Florida that are not good for you because they're just too suburban, too
Yeah, I don't want a
hipster.
city. I don't
But
want
then
to.
our
I don't want to live around pretentious fuckwits. You know, I just like
well,
normal people.
yeah, we'll drop you in Plant City or Pensacola, some area like that. You'll be fine. A lot,
Pepsi Cola.
of white trash. Yeah, a lot of white trash, a lot of trailer parks. You'll love that.
Yeah, I think I would. All
You
right.
would. You would
And
love that.
you ever gonna visit me in Australia?
It's possible. I mean, if the elites allow us to travel again, and if travel isn't like $1 million for an airplane ticket. I always wanted to go. I know we have to wrap this up, but no, I really got to tell you, and I'm not shit. I'm not just saying this to blow smoke up your ass. When I was in high school, I fucking loved the Road Warrior, all those movies, all that shit. I loved it. Couldn't watch it enough. Fury, Mad Max Fury Road, I've probably seen it like 25 times.
Yeah, you
I
realize
loved
that's
your, I
not
loved
actually
your,
how Australia is, though, Demise. They're movies.
it is. No, it, no. No, you guys run people off the roads and you kill them. It's what you do. You just do it 700 miles to the west. You do it. You
Right.
do.
You're going to be very disappointed.
No, I won't. No. I'm telling you, that's what happens. Oh, by the way, when you go into a little store, there's always a midget or some giant with no
Always,
teeth. They're there.
always.
They're everywhere. You
They're
guys
everywhere.
love your midgets. Yeah, the Down syndrome retards and the midgets, they're everywhere. Everywhere. They're great. So I
Just...
really enjoyed your culture growing up. I really did.
Yeah. Well,
What?
that's exactly how it is. You nailed it.
Yeah, I think I did nail it. What? Oh, what? Would you, what do you, well, I'm supposed to believe that you guys are all like Greg Norman? No, not true. No.
Greg Norman's more American than Australian now.
Well, now, yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
but no, you guys.
Most of the Australian stuff you guys know of, we consider American. But anyway, it
I
doesn't
guess,
matter.
yeah, that's all right. Well, listen, you never know. I'll never say never. But I always did want to go to Australia. You
Well,
should,
most
it's so
people are
fucking damn
afraid of
far
all
away, man.
the poisonous snakes and spiders and the
Well, that's what I have
crocodiles.
you for. If I go there, I expect you to keep me out of the goddamn poisonous snakes, right?
Wrong. I think I'd push you into the snakes for a laugh. Ha. Got him. You don't think that'd be funny?
Are they like poisonous, hurtful, or poisonous, you die?
Well, you die.
Oh, all right.
That's kind of funny,
Well,
though.
then I should come when I should come when I'm like 80, when I'm ready to go. Then you can push me into
Look,
the snake pit.
there's antivenom. It's free. It's free. We have free healthcare. I know you hate the communist state, but it's universal healthcare. If an ambulance comes and I get a shot of antivenom, it's free. So who gives a shit?
Oh, really? You have that everywhere? Oh, that's good. Good to know.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I wasn't.
Right. Well, thanks very much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's been a
What are
pleasure.
your plugs?
What are my plugs? I don't really have any, to be honest with you. This was the pinnacle of, I mean, I've been interviewed by the Brown Snake, and I'm number five. And I guess you know what? I'm gonna be proud of being number five. That's what I'm gonna do. I'll be proud of being number
Well,
five.
I don't want to burst your bubble, but you're number six.
Again, I'll
Flacco's
be
number
proud
five.
of being number five. I'll be proud of being number five. And you know, we'll and maybe there'll be a part two. Who knows?
Maybe. All right. Thanks, brother.
Maybe. All right, man.
Thanks, man. Bye.
like, that's what the world needs, another podcast.
That's right. From two comedians.
Yeah, my mom has a fucking podcast.